sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business topics in mid-Missouri. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, a Missouri auctioneer tries to prove his worth in the competitive business of auctioneering.
I'd rather sit behind a microphone than do anything, almost.
We'll take you inside the auctioneer's effort to make it past the World Auctioneering quarterfinals. But first, a 106-year-old community tradition will be ending this week. Eichen's Food Store and Hardware opened in 1905 in the small town of Taos and will be closing its doors this Friday. KBIA's Christine Wendell reports.
Sitting along County Highway Route M, Eichen's Food and Hardware Store has called Taos home for over a century. The small family-run store sells basic grocery items along with hardware supplies. Ed Eichen is the current store owner and the third generation in his family to own the store. Like his father, his children grew up in the store.
I do not remember ever not being here. We didn't live here. We have another home, but we were here all the time. So this is just what we did growing up.
That's his daughter, Penny Eichen, who specifically remembers working the old-fashioned candy counter.
That was the day of the penny candy, and we had lots of a big selection, and that's a lot of kids' memories of the store.
Taos resident Lisa Schulen was one of those kids. She comes into Eichen's with her own family now, but still remembers the days of the candy counter like it was yesterday.
Buying the candy lipstick and the 3-cent bubble gums and just standing there with Eddie behind it and just getting your change out of your pocket and seeing what you could buy for 5 cents, 25 cents.
Ed's grandparents, Herman and Elizabeth, founded the store in a small brick building next to the old schoolhouse over 100 years ago, and Eichen says his father moved the store to the current building in 1926, where 9 of 12 children were actually born. Ed then purchased the store from his father in 1962. Over its century span, the store has become a fixture in the town.
It was handy for people, and the people were good to us. I mean, they didn't have to come to our store, but they were good to us.
Penny says many customers have grown to become friends of the family.
Really, when it comes right down to it, it's just missing the customers. That's what I'm going to miss the most.
Eichen's will be auctioning off the rest of what's left inside the building and the building itself on October 29th. So as the week comes to an end, so too will a century-old Taos tradition. Christine Wendell, KBIA News.
I'm Nick Adams, and you're listening to Business Beat. The World Auctioneering quarterfinals are underway, and one auctioneer in the competition is from Missouri. KBIA's Kara Hart tells us how one Missouri auctioneer is looking to find his niche in the competitive industry of auctioneering.
On Saturdays inside the Buffalo Livestock Market, you'll smell burgers at the diner. From there, you can also smell a hint of live cattle and hear the sounds of an auctioneer. That's Leon Castleman. He's the co-owner of the auction barn.
Well, when we bought the barn, it was back in February 1999, and I was already working here auctioneering part of the sale for the guy that we bought it off of and auctioning just bits and pieces of some area barns, just trying to get my foot in the door, you know. I was an 18-year-old guy just trying to get my foot in the door, you know.
Castleman says he's been auctioneering since he was 6 years old. His father was an auctioneer. And growing up, he grew to love the auctioneer's call.
I'd rather sit behind a microphone than do anything, almost.
You could consider Castleman's passion as nothing more than fast talk. But on October 20th in North Dakota, fast talk could earn Castleman a spot in the semi-final rounds of the Livestock Marketing Association's World Auctioneering Competition. Castleman will compete against 13 other auctioneers nationwide to go on to the next round and will narrow down to the top 8. John McBride with the Livestock Marketing Association says the contestants are judged on several different things, including the clarity of their chant and the vocal quality, as well as their bid-catching ability and overall conduct of sale. Judges also consider whether the auctioneer would make a good representative of the industry.
They asked that because the champion does go on the road for us at LMA and appears at markets across the country and other events, and so he obviously gets, you know, questions about the industry. And then basically the judges, who are all LMA members, you know, would I hire this auctioneer?
This is Castleman's second year entering the contest. A large part of doing well in the contest is to have a good chant style. He says an auctioneer has to have a different chant to stand apart from the competition.
Every auctioneer's got their own style. There's lots and lots of very good auctioneers out there, and it's just the different chant, the different filler words that you put in between your numbers, and the ability to say them clearly and auctioneer clearly and get the job done.
Castleman's style consists of three small words.
Most of it consists of bill to buy him, bill to buy him, bill to buy him, bill to buy him. I picked that up when I was a little boy.
His bid chant sounds a little different at the sale. Out in the audience, three dozen buyers and sellers are anxious for the sale. Alongside Castleman is his wife, Tara. She helps him with the sale.
I clerk the auction, and I also take bids on the internet. We have the DV auction computer, so we're broadcasting all over. And so anybody that's approved on there can bid, so I have to watch that and take bids on there, and then, of course, clerk the cattle as they come through the sale.
In the audience, keeping watch is the man who helped Castleman learn how to auctioneer, his father and co-owner of the livestock market, Lyle Castleman.
I dragged Leon along with me from the time he was in diapers on to the sales. He went to more sales than he did school.
Despite the years of Castleman's experience, Lyle says it's tough to win these competitions.
Well, a lot of the older ones, you know, a lot of auctioneers in their 50s and 60s around, and they don't move over and let the young guy take over very quick. You got to prove your way in, or you got to have a connection, or own your own market, where you can be your own boss or something. They're really tough. There's lots and lots of good auctioneers in them contests. Sure are.
Cattle buyer Mark Nelson comes to the Buffalo Livestock Auction every week to buy cows and bulls for harvest. He's an auctioneer himself. He says Castleman is good at what he does.
He stays with it all day long. He don't miss no bids. He gets a good price out of them. Just pay attention. You know all your buyers. And then you know what they're worth before you start them. You pretty well know who's going to buy what and what they're really worth.
Castleman takes a breath as he finishes the Saturday sale. He's been auctioneering almost 6 hours. McBride with LMA says being pleasant to listen to for hours on end can reap benefits for the auctioneer as he competes for the world title. Kara Hart, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org.